Immigration bill dies, underground economy lives. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Immigration reform is dead for now, but I always seek the silver lining, and in this case, a big defeat for immigration reform is a big victory for the underground economy. Most Americans had no idea what the bill did. All they wanted to know was, can I still get my yard cleaned, will food stay cheap, and will the roofers show up on Monday? On that score, not to worry. It's true that a lot of talk show listeners told their representatives loud and clear that they want the existing laws enforced first. But the head of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, said that the people sending that message are, how can I put this delicately, breathtakingly hypocritical, because his people have been trying to enforce the law.
On the one hand, they are obliged to enforce the law. On the other hand, when they try to do so, they get a tremendous amount of pushback from the very citizens whom the law is supposed to be protecting and serving.
In other words, the same homeowners who complain about illegal immigration are not going to turn in their gardeners. The same people who complain immigrants don't pay their taxes will still pay them in cash. Even people who are sick of pressing one for English are still going to hire people who can't speak it well. So we can all relax. The immigrants who are here illegally are not yet fed up enough to leave, and so we will still have a class of people with no rights except the right to work hard and keep quiet. And the day they do get fed up and leave is the day even talk show listeners will want to give them all the papers they need. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.